Proclamation number 5878 of 16th of February, 1954. Door to the Kingdom of Light is Jesus Christ. The door to the Kingdom of Light is open to everyone who chooses the path through Jesus Christ. Without Him, however, the Kingdom of Light is closed to you and you walk in darkness or in such poor twilight that you do not feel well and therefore are not blessed. Wherever Jesus Christ is preached, you will be pointed to the right path, for He Himself has spoken the words, "I am the way, the truth and the life." And again He will step into your path if you have once passed Him by without paying attention to Him. Again and again He will point you to the truth, to His act of salvation. He will offer Himself as your guide on your earthly path of life. He will woo you with love and patience. He will not turn away from you unwillingly if you don't want to listen to Him. He will follow you if you are in danger of straying into the abyss and then entice you again and call you to turn to Him and return, so that you enter the path which leads to the right aim, to eternal life. Only He is the gate through which you can enter beatitude, and if you reject Him on earth you will receive a dark kingdom on the other side. Everything is shrouded in darkness, for the light which illuminates everything is missing. Jesus Christ, from whom the light proceeds. But in this kingdom of darkness you must call for Him. Then you can also be redeemed from your torment, yet it is difficult for a soul which rejected Him on earth to call for Him of its own free will. Because it did not believe and this faith cannot be given to it in the beyond either. It is difficult for such souls because they are only weak in knowledge, because darkness confuses their thinking and often directs it wrongly. Because they possess too little light of their own which could now stimulate their will to call upon Him for salvation. The rejection of Jesus Christ on earth has an extremely painful effect in the beyond, for the soul lacks everything. Strength and light. It cannot recognize Him as too weak-willed to acquire knowledge. But the Divine Redeemer's mercy still sends help to such souls even then. Even in this kingdom of darkness they are pointed to the cross of Christ, which expresses itself in such a way that suddenly a thought of Him appears to the soul like a flash of lightning, that suddenly a glimmer of light touches it in the form of the cross which, however, immediately goes out again but can nevertheless leave a glimmer of realization in the soul, that it reflects on Jesus Christ and promises itself redemption from Him. That it calls upon Him in its thoughts and presents its adversity to Him. That it thereby expresses its will to believe in Him, only that it needs help in order not to change its mind again. And then it will also receive help, then the darkness will imperceptibly subside, a slight twilight will let it recognize a path which it will now follow and which will lead it into ever brighter regions. As long as it does not drop the thought of Jesus Christ, which, however, immediately becomes dark again when it no longer remembers Him. The soul must freely want to go out of itself to Jesus Christ, then every obstacle will recede before it, then a light will shine to it, which it will soon recognize as the Christ light that sent it the first thought of Him. Faith in Jesus Christ is the gate that leads to blessedness. And blessed is he who still on earth finds Him, the Divine Redeemer, who Himself is the way, the truth and the life. Blessed is he who with this faith enters the kingdom of the beyond, For to him the gate opens to the kingdom of light, to eternal life. Amen.